I came across a story the other day. I'm going to read a section of it. It was 90 degrees in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and a lot hotter under 35 pounds of firefighting gear. But that didn't deter hundreds of firefighters from participating Sunday morning in the Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk. They and others made the annual trek from Hislinga Park through the Henry E. Kinney Tunnel and past the towering buildings on Los Olas Boulevard to honor a New York City firefighter whose sacrifice on September 11, 2001 inspired similar events nationwide. Stephen Siller was off duty and planning a round of golf with some buddies on that Tuesday morning, but when he heard two commercial aircraft had hit the Twin Towers, he pulled on 60 pounds of gear, drove as close as he could get, then ran nearly 2 miles from the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to Manhattan's World Trade Center to join his firefighter brothers. New York Fire Battalion Chief Jack Ohm was there that day. Siller joined in the rescue effort that morning, and Stephen unfortunately died, along with 342 other New York City firemen, he told the crowd in Fort Lauderdale. Stephen was only 34 years old. The money raised through this event goes to the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation to build specially equipped homes for catastrophically wounded war veterans. That firefighter in that story was someone who was extremely devoted to his cause, and he was willing to give his life for what he believed in and what his job was. Tonight I want to look at a few people in the Bible who also showed incredible devotion and how we can emulate what they did. The first I want to look at is Daniel. And if you would please turn to Daniel chapter 1, and we'll look at verse 8 in a second. But to give some background, Daniel had been taken into captivity by the Babylonians. And because the nation of Judah was so wicked, they had brought many people from the nation to Babylon. And Daniel was chosen to be taken because he was young and he looked fit to serve the king. So he worked in the king's palace, and he was told to eat the king's food. But God had commanded him to eat something else. And in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." We can be like Daniel in this way by not giving into temptations, just like he did. In schools and in the workplace, we're surrounded by a lot of people who care very little about what God's plan is for them and what God wants for them. And if we purpose in our heart like Daniel did, then we can stay away from the things that we're commanded to. The second character I want to look at in the Bible is David. David was so devoted to God that he was willing to face a giant. As you know, the story of David and Goliath, he went up against someone who is much bigger than him, and nobody believed that he could do what he did either. But we can face giants in our life too, whether that's financial struggles, whether that's sickness or physical ailments, or even a spiritual problem. The third person I want to look at from the Bible is Ruth. And I want to read Ruth chapter 1, starting in verse 1. "In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Chilion died, so the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. So she set out from the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband this night and should bear sons, would you therefore wait until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is exceedingly bitter to me for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Ruth was incredibly devoted to her family. We can be devoted to our families as well by going out of our way to do things for them and to just in general spend time with them. But more importantly, we have a family in Christ, and our friends who are Christians are a family as well, and they require special attention. Ultimately, I believe Christ was more devoted than anyone. Christ gave his life upon the cross because of the way that he was devoted to God. We can be like him by making sacrifices in our lives as well, and by doing what God wants, no matter what the cost is. If you would like to give the same devotion to God tonight, please come forward and be baptized as we sing and sing.